This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how we've been talking a lot about companies going public this year, listing their shares on exchanges for sale to would-be investors? Most of the high-profile IPOs so far have been in tech. Pinterest, Lyft, Uber's coming pretty soon. There is an IPO coming, though, that is decidedly not high-tech, but very definitely cutting-edge. Beyond Meat, the California-based company that sells plant-based substitutes for beef and pork, is expected to start trading on the NASDAQ tomorrow, ticker symbol BYND, by the way, Beyond. The main ingredient in their Beyond Burger? Protein, extracted from the humble split pea. And these days, pea protein is showing up more and more in our foods, from energy bars to cereals. It's a substitute for meat and milk, even wheat. As Marketplace's Renata Sago reports, peas are having a moment.
In a residential area of St. Paul, Minnesota, just a couple of miles from the Mississippi River, you'll find the Mississippi Market Co-op. It's a natural food store that's got refrigerated probiotics, artisan cheeses, essential oils, and a lot of pea protein.
This is kind of our alternative pasta aisle here.
Chuck Showalter is a buyer at this Mississippi market, one of three in St. Paul.
Typically here, this pasta is usually pea flour based, and it's out of stock because it's sold so well.
We stroll past a dairy section stocked with bottles of Ripple, a drink branded as nutritious pea milk. Then Showalter shows me that even the cat food here is made with peas.
Ingredients are listed by percentage: chicken liver, dried egg product, and then dried peas.
Turns out these little legumes, both yellow and green, are a good solution for consumers who want to avoid meat, lactose, even gluten. The market is still pretty small compared to, say, soybeans, but the trend is clear. Production of soybeans is declining. Peas are rising. Some analysts predict the pea protein market will at least triple in size to more than $300 million in the next few years. Ryan Claussen is running his hands through a ginormous bag of pea seeds. He farms in Belgrade, Minnesota, about 2 hours northwest of St. Paul. Claussen has 48,000 pounds of yellow field pea seeds stacked up in a shed, and he's eager to get them into the ground as soon as his soil dries out a little.
I would like to say that I go home and watch TV, but I actually go home and watch the Weather Channel.
Claussen buys his seeds from Minnesota-based Purus, the largest pea protein producer in the U.S. Once he gets them in the ground,
a week later, they emerge. And 2 weeks later, it's completely green already. That fast, it goes that quick.
He expects to be able to harvest by late June or July. He'll sell his crop back to Purus for processing. Agribusiness conglomerate Cargill is an investor in Purus. Together, they're developing new products with pea protein. Matthew Jacobs manages Cargill's plant-based protein business.
We tried an ice cream, so just a vanilla ice cream. And really smooth texture. Let's see, we had a cheese sauce. We had a smoothie.
Jacob says peas could one day rival soybeans as a main source of plant protein. For one thing, he says, the pea is highly versatile.
The fact that it can be used well across a really wide range of very mainstream food and beverages is important.
A recent survey from the research firm Nielsen found 4 in 10 Americans are actively trying to eat more plant-based foods. Several agribusiness giants are now opening new pea processing plants to meet rising demand. They're also working to further develop other plant-based proteins, like from oats and canola. But for now, it's about the peas. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.